We are following a government emergency team that's been in the village of Cantagnos for nearly a week. Hundreds of families once lived here, but a major landslide reduced a once thriving community to rubble. Their work has been difficult for days. They have retrieved bodies on the outskirts of the village and are slowly digging for more. Cantagnos is just one of the many areas devastated by Tropical Storm Meggy earlier this week. But the scale of the death and damage has shocked many, and the province is still reeling from the effects of another typhoon 4 months ago. President Rodrigo Duterte arrived in Leyte late on Friday. He visited hospitals full of rescued civilians. The smell of decaying bodies is quite overwhelming. Just behind me is a neighborhood that rescuers took several days to access. It may seem close from where we are, but they actually had to go around and secure the perimeter in order to reach that area. Now, the focus of responders now have gone from rescue to retrieval. In the town of Bunga, Marites Martinez lost 16 members of her family. It took several days before their bodies were retrieved.
I still feel as if they're here, that they're still alive. It's quite a shock.
Molito Etable also lost his daughter and two grandchildren.
It hurts. My chest hurts. I just spoke to them the day before.
The Martinez family has set up this tent, and just like hundreds of others here, they are in desperate need of aid. So there is no time to grieve. Jamel Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Bunga, Leyte Province, Central Philippines.